Well, earlier on in the programme, you heard Farmer David McAvoy talking about giving back. And this month, there are going to be many farmers who will be giving back to their communities with various charity fundraisers, including tractor runs and live cribs. I'm up against the clock here, but let's do a little bit of a whip around the country. First to Wexford, James Graham, good morning.
Good morning, Philip.
The tractor run is on in Ballyoctor Parish tomorrow at 4:30. Disaster for you in the dry run. The lights weren't working.
No, the lights work. We get the lights working there, but everything goes well. We'll have a big crowd on the night, hopefully, and all proceeds goes to the local school there and the local church.
How much time is put into decking out the tractors? Because these displays are not something that are just done the afternoon of.
No, yeah, cool. There's people will put them on in an hour and just turn up on the run, and there's people will spend a couple of hours every day for a few weeks putting them on and making sure everything is right and adding a little bit to it every year and going to different tractor runs, seeing different things on them and then adding a little bit more to them afterwards.
When you are putting a couple of hours over a couple of weeks into it, does that mean that there are tractors doing jobs all around the country that are decked out in fairy lights in the month of December, or is that tractor out of circulation?
Yes. No, there is. There's tractors walking away there every day with lights on them. Yeah, that is for sure.
Pat Murray, good morning to you.
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Wexford IFA is holding a live crib in the Enniscorthy Farm Centre between 10 and 4 tomorrow.
We are, yeah, and we're delighted to be hosting it, and it's and all donations are going to St. Patrick's Special School. We have a huge array of events there. We have sheep, we have goats, we have donkeys, and there's a huge effort has went into making the event successful, and we had that event over the last couple of years, so it has been very successful up to now. And we also have Santa, and we have a gospel choir and sweets donated by local shops, so it'll be a great day out.
Pat, who comes to it? Because I could imagine for the children of the sheep farmers in the area that there isn't any great attraction, frankly, in seeing the sheep in a crib.
Well, particularly a lot of children come to see Santa Claus. It's a huge event between urban and rural, and it's a showcase of what we in rural Ireland do. I suppose we have a shed there, and the animals, you can look into the animals there. We have a crib, and it does be a great event. And with the Enniscorthy Gospel Choir, we have singing, and you can come for your cup of tea as well, and it'll be a great day out.
Very good. All right, over to Limerick and to the Romeo and the Juliet of the tractor run scene. Let me introduce you to a fellow who is a New Holland tractor man and a woman who is a Deutz tractor woman, but they're both preparing for the Greybridge Vintage Club tractor run on the 30th of December. Good morning, Nick Cook, and good morning, Louise Crowley.
Hi, good morning.
It's a bit kind of Montagues and Capulets, isn't it? How did you end up in a mixed tractor marriage, Louise?
Well, I suppose we were both tractor enthusiasts all over the years before we met each other. But, you know, when tractor lovers pick their breeze, they tend to stay with it. It doesn't matter who else in the family has another colour. So while Nick is happy to drive his blue New Holland around the place, I'm quite happy over on my side.
Well, you're kind of papering over the cracks here, because I understand that you're extremely unhappy if you ever have to drive his New Holland.
Yeah, let's say it wouldn't be on often heard me asking him to buy an old John Deere or buy something else instead of those New Hollands, but sure, look, we must deal with whatever they have.
Nick, did you never turn around to Louise and say, love me, love my tractor?
Yeah, sure, she'll have to grow to love it.
And what are you doing to your tractor for the run?
Well, it's in the shed already, so it's given myself a good month to get it all cleaned up. There'll be lights from the tyres up to the roof of it, all over the windows. And even though people aren't going to see the inside of it is going to be polished and clean, just so I know it is clean.
And what do you do for a tractor in the month of December then?
Well, they should be out working, but I like to park one of them just to give it extra time to make sure it is all 100%.
How do you power the lights? Because I have seen on one tractor run in the past a fellow who brought a petrol engine generator into the cab of the tractor with him. He had so many lights that he needed so much power.
That's a more extreme way of doing it, but lights are so good these days. We just have battery powered ones. You can get them everywhere. You can have them on the tyres, within the tyres. So it's very good.
All right, your Greybridge Vintage Club, though, I suspect there are not that many vintage tractors. Yeah. There'll be a lot of brand spanking new ones, is on the 30th of December. Oh. Nick, Louise, thank you both very much.